Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lou Petrucci, president of the Buffalo School Board. It's kind of been a chaotic start to the school year, mainly because of a bus crisis, because of a lack of drivers. Lou, good morning. How bad is the situation, and what is the school board looking at as possible solutions?
Thanks, Susan. We were aware that there was going to be a bus driver shortage during the summer. Our transportation provider, First Student, was actively recruiting bus drivers. Part of the problem we had was that so many people made application right before the school year started, and they're in the process of interviewing and onboarding these drivers. There's an applicant pool of about 210, and somewhere between 30 to 35 of those, you know, about 30 to 35% of those, so somewhere in that 60-70 range, which will definitely help the number of drivers. But right now we're exploring some type of interim measures to address the driver shortage as First Students onboards these additional drivers. What this has resulted in, though, is that many of the drivers that are there are having to make multiple runs, which is resulting in delays in getting students home.
Was there enough urgency in your mind in addressing this problem that was, I mean, forecasted, it seemed, for months?
Yeah, there was definitely a sense of urgency, Brian, but it wasn't so much the urgency, it was trying to recruit people, and that's where the delay happened. We have the buses, we have the routes, but a lot of this had to do with the actual applicant pool and trying to attract people to be drivers. As everyone's well aware that there's been a labor shortage in general, but in particularly when it comes to bus drivers and other types of service industries like this. So we've been actively recruiting. Just that applicant pool coming so close to the start of school gave us some additional challenges.
Lou, are parents patient with this or not? Are you hearing from a lot of them? We heard from Larry Scott last night, who said it's really a crisis in Buffalo because, unlike the suburban districts, you know, a lot of Buffalo families don't have transportation to take their kids to and from school.
Yeah, it's twofold. So one is just the sheer volume. On any given day, twice a day, we transport 27,000 students via our yellow buses, not counting our NFTA students that are served through the Transit Authority. So it's just the sheer volume and just the hundreds of routes that we do. What's different from this year from previous years is that normally we have a little bit of redundancy, but because we're so close with the margins in terms of drivers, there is no excess. So when a bus breaks down or someone is sick or someone quits, it impacts everybody because that there isn't someone we can call in. Someone has to do a double shift. Have I heard from parents? Absolutely. Because parents are frustrated, because there are times when you send your child to school with a reasonable expectation that he's going to or she will come back sometime shortly afterwards, and oftentimes that's being delayed by hours, and parents are frustrated, to say the least. Many parents have been very patient. We thank them for their patience. Many parents have chosen to drive their students. I know that I've been visiting the schools in the Park District, and I can tell you that there's been a marked increase in the number of parents both driving and picking their kids up from school.
Part of that frustration has to do with communication, right? Can the district better communicate to parents when there is a delay? Can we better forecast some of these delays in pickups or drop-offs to, you know, just kind of let everyone know what's going on instead of we've heard so many stories over the past week of, well, you know, we are expecting the bus at this time. Who knows when it's going to get here? I guess we'll just see when it shows up.
Right. A little bit of so one thing, Brian, that we've asked was that the district went to a new app this year, and from my response from the parents that I spoke to, they like the app. It can tell you, you can track the bus in real time where it is, and allows gives you an estimated time. When the problem that we have with the app though is that some people don't have smartphones. The second part though is that a lot of times parents were just watching the app, and the app just showed the bus in front of the child's school. So one thing that came up last night was a way of notifying parents if there is a way of estimating when the bus would be coming. So that was one thing that the district asked, or that the board asked the district to explore, was if we can somehow notify parents. One, I know some of my fellow board members had asked for a robocall, but robocalls are they're a little archaic. But if there's a method or a vehicle or a platform by which we can get the information out to parents, just so that they know what they can expect, so they're not standing by or at the bus stop for extended periods of time.
We heard that Massachusetts has called in National Guard to drive school buses in that state. Superintendent Kreiner Cash brought this up last night. Was there any talk by the board?
Yeah, there was, Susan. So we had looked at, the board's been actively looking at solutions from across the nation. I know one thing that came up last night was having parents drive, or using parents kind of as a glorified Uber or Lyft drivers. New York State makes that a little bit difficult to do. And the big problem that we have in the city of Buffalo, or the big challenge, I should say, is that so many of our parents don't have vehicles. And the estimates are, 40-50% of households don't have a primary vehicle. So that gives us some additional challenges. So there isn't even a vehicle for someone to drive the child, even if they wanted to. That isn't an option for many of our families. Why we looked at the Massachusetts, simply because and it wouldn't just be us, it'd be because this is not unique to Buffalo. It's being, Syracuse and Rochester and the other schools in the Big Five school districts across the state, is that we're looking for some type of interim solution to increase the number of drivers while First Student onboards these new drivers. And Massachusetts employed the National Guard because many of these servicemen have those, or servicewomen have those skill sets that would allow them to drive buses on a short-term basis while we increase the overall number of bus drivers.
When I heard that in another state, the National Guard being brought in, and then somebody brought that up for Buffalo, my mind immediately goes to just, and I know in saying this that not everybody is equipped to immediately jump behind the wheel of a school bus and be able to take it around town and run a bus route. But at the same time, I mean, in any other business or industry, if there's a shortage in something that is crucially necessary, like getting kids to the classroom, you would just take somebody else who's working another job and saying, hey, listen, you're a school bus driver now. I mean, is there none of that that can happen around the district?
There really isn't, because, first of all, there's the getting the actual, the certification to drive the bus, and there's a process, an exam and a process that's associated with it. One thing that we did discuss was that years ago, the district did away with the majority of district-owned vans and buses. However, there are still a few that are remaining. So one thing that we were exploring is, because we have a small fleet, less than 10 of our CET buses, they're actually the vans, the extended vans, to see if somehow that we could use those vans or put those vans into service. We had explored that beginning in the school year, but there were some insurance issues that had to be dealt with. So I know that the district is going to be on the phone to see whether or not both the grant providers and our insurance companies will allow us to try and put these vans into service to help with the problems that we're having with transportation presently.
It sounds like in dealing with this issue, there's a lot of red tape to cut through. Is that something, once this is resolved, that the board might be looking to, raise for the future?
Absolutely, Brian, because one of the things that we want to do is to provide effective and efficient service. All of these, all of our tax dollars are precious, and we want to make sure that we can provide, the best service to the families and the students of the city of Buffalo that attend the Buffalo Public Schools, and for our charter partners also. But also all those things that we can do to reduce, increase efficiencies and reduce red tape, absolutely.
Lou, I think we'll be talking with you again soon as this continues to be sorted out. Thank you for the time this morning.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. I'm glad to be on your show.
That's Lou Petrucci, president of the Buffalo School Board.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.